It's Wednesday, November 13th, and you're tuned in to the Channel B Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Brand new week, brand new us. What world events have gone us and passed us by? Remembrance Day has just been here.
Yes.
It's come and gone.
Did you get your poppies?
And then I immediately lost it.
I didn't buy a poppy this year.
I bought one, and then I walked outside in a snowstorm and it disappeared.
You didn't double weave it through whatever it was?
I did.
Oh, wow. And it's still gone.
Yes.
The power of Canadian snowstorms.
I kind of felt bad because right beside my work is City Hall, and they set up chairs and stuff outside.
Yeah.
And then just snowstorm.
Whatever. They're fine. If they're true
Canadians. Yeah, no, you're right. There was a big crowd there. I was going to walk outside, and then I thought, nah, fuck that.
I'm weak.
Yeah, forget it. I'm going to stay in the comfort of this office with the heat, and I'll watch from up high.
How dare you.
Yeah, that was great. It worked out well.
Did it?
Okay. I think so. But yes, Remembrance Day. I think that's kind of it till American Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Now, let us proceed with the show, because we got a bit of feedback.
Yeah, we got some feedback. We got some questions.
All right, so Peter Chang writes in.
Okay.
Now that The Mandalorian is out, what do you like or dislike about it? Here's the release schedule.
I didn't watch it. I don't want to buy Disney Plus.
So this came out like literally 12 hours ago. What makes you think we had time to watch this shit?
Well, I think it's considering the fact that we always talk about how we do jack shit at our job. Yeah. So probably that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a ketchup chip? What's on your desk?
I don't know. Probably.
Oh, it is a chip of some sort.
Yeah. Thanks for giving us the release schedule, but it looks like it's just weekly.
Yeah, it's weekly.
Like every show.
It is cool, though, because it comes up with our whole discussion of binge watching versus weekly, right? Which is cool that Disney is releasing the biggest Star Wars TV franchise right now.
Yeah.
And they're doing it as a weekly release rather than a binge-worthy show like everyone else does.
I definitely think it works for them. Keeps Disney Plus in the spotlight.
Yes. So for a while.
There you go. But The Mandalorian. So I did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Unless you really want my thoughts now.
Oh, we can go in the week. We can have some suspense.
All right. There you go. So
we need a reason for our listeners to get through these mid-roll ads.
Ooh, I see. I see. Well. Next up, question on the John.
Oh, man. I haven't had one of these on a while.
Yo, oh, sorry. Thoughts on the John.
I always thought it was questions on the John, but then he put thoughts on the John. Yeah. I'm like, that's even better.
Yeah, thoughts on the John. John Saab writes in. It's been a while.
Hi.
I was wondering what your thoughts are on the controversy with the Call of Duty campaign and where the developers took a real war crime committed by the U.S. lead coalition, the Highway of Death.
Yes.
And in the game, made it an atrocity committed by Russian forces.
Those fucking Russians.
What are your thoughts about this and the retconning of the event? So I just played this mission.
Oh, you just played it.
And it's fucking wild.
Okay.
It's great. They give you an amazing sniper rifle to do it. I didn't know it was a real thing. And I didn't know it was a...
So I'm on the opposite end. I knew it was a real thing, but I haven't played that portion. Yeah. Or I haven't played the game at all. But I think it kind of sucks. Like, it's a fucking atrocity on American government, American policy. And they switch it around in this game to be some sort of like, hoorah, we stopped the massacre.
Yeah.
Right. It's sorry. It's a little weird because you're right. It is a real thing that happened that the Americans perpetrated, and I don't know. It kind of comes off scummy and disingenuous. It's kind of like when China talks about Tiananmen Square and they're like, what are you talking about? Nothing happened. Nothing that didn't happen. What are you talking about? Right? It kind of comes off that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's not their intention. And it's not like this game is funded by the government in any way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, for a game that is supposed to be like gritty realism in war...
You
would think that they would try and keep some accuracies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. The game always makes up the Americans to be Zahiro.
Yeah.
Um,
or the let's just say the Allied forces, because also the British.
Okay, yeah. You're right. Yeah. But in this specific case, it is the Americans.
Yeah, the Americans.
Yeah. And yeah, I've talked about this, I think, in last week I talked about, like, yeah, I wish the game wasn't so, like, you are the hero.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it did delve deeper into, like...
There's no Heart of Darkness shit.
Yeah, there's
no Winners in War
type of stuff. Like, I wanted more of that. I wanted it to cross that line and make me feel things. But, yeah. Yeah. As far as, like, as someone who didn't know about the controversy and the story behind this, I don't really know what to say. Like, in the moment when I played it, I was like, oh, okay, this is a cool mission.
Yeah, and it's probably, like, one of the highlights of the game.
Right? Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah, I would assume so when you're not the one setting up the massacre.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's kind of like the opposite effect of what No Russian had in Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Where you play the role, like, you're technically an undercover agent.
Yeah.
But, like, you play the role of the terrorist, and, like, there are people to this day who still, like, tell me, like, man, when I fucking played that portion of Modern Warfare 2, I felt like shit, right?
And yeah, that's when I knew I was dead inside, because I was zero.
You're just like,
yeah. No, seriously, it was hold, squeeze the trigger, never let go.
It's just like, I don't got to reload. I got, like, 200 bullets in this clip.
Yeah.
Right? And you can go through that whole portion of the game, like, and not shoot anybody.
Mm.
But yeah, to see their past, and this is a game based on the past, be able to take those steps and, like, make you play as the villain.
Mm.
But then to turn it around and be like, we didn't do this.
Yeah.
We're the heroes here. Yeah. LOL.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, JK.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
It's definitely weird.
I don't think it's like a deal breaker in any sorts, because it is still a work of fiction.
Yeah, and that I think that was the last point to make. Like, they're not, at no point are they trying to recreate history.
Yeah, I think it'd be weird if that like the rest of the game was based on true events, and then they just retcon this portion.
Like, on one hand, I get it. Like, and I see how this could have gone wrong. Like, they looked into the past for inspiration. And they're let's do that. And, like, and I get it. You're in a meeting and people are spitballing concepts. You're like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go with that.
Yeah, let's put it on the board.
Yeah, and then, like, you just keep going with it until it's too late.
Yeah, you're like, oh, we invested a lot of resources into this.
But, yeah, no, it's definitely not super cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks, John. Finally.
A question. To chew on.
Questions.
Oh, questions. Multiple. Hot damn.
Paul Chew writes in.
Twice.
You know what's really funny?
What?
When I said that Anthony was more Asian than most Asians that I know. I
still don't get it.
His immediate response was, what? How?
I don't get it. How?
Then he proceeded to go on a very passionate 20-minute discussion debate on Asian cuisine.
What are you talking about? It's just food, dog.
And mentioned dishes that at least 90% of Americans could never pronounce, much less eat and enjoy.
Come on. Those are all commonplace items.
No, I don't. I'm with Paul on this one. Like, have you ever asked, like, a white person, not a white person, but, like, a regular non-Asian North American what gamjatang is?
No.
Yeah, and you wouldn't.
Because I don't hang out with those people.
Like, they'll probably get pork bone soup.
Oh, but if I come out with the, like, the makgeolli, and they're like, what the fuck is it? I'm like, yo, get that Korean rice wine. Like, what are you doing?
No, they won't get that.
I guess. Whatever. Lame.
Why are you so upset?
Huh?
Why are you so upset?
This shit's good. It should be common knowledge. That's all I'm saying.
Why are you so upset that you're Asian?
All these fucking white people ruining shit. No, I'm just fucking, like, yeah, I don't know. That's actually something, was it, like, so I have a lot of Asian friends.
I know,
right? You're one of them.
I know.
You're one of them. But there's a lot, there's some weird portions where, like, or weird times where, like, you know how, like, every culture rips on other cultures? Like, no matter how, you're like, oh, fuck, racism is bad or whatever. Yeah. But sometimes you just gotta be like, well, let me just poke this beehive, right? And so, like, I've been in situations where sometimes they'll just be like, man, fucking white people. And I'm there. And they're like, except for you, Anthony, you're different. Don't worry about it. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I'm right here.
It means you're Asian, asshole.
Ugh.
I like it. No, it's good. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
And my favorite, though, is, like, when you can relate. Like, when you're Asian or any race, but you're not traditionally your race, what is it?
Oh, like you're not born in the country.
Yeah, I have a friend who is clearly Chinese.
Yeah, like from looks.
But they have zero like Chinese culture.
They might as well be Canadian.
Yeah, or because they were not born there. They don't speak the language.
Their parents didn't really push it on them.
Their parents weren't born there.
Yeah.
Right? But then like we will still talk about stuff and it'll be like, oh wait, fuck. We're Asian. Because, like some common, like, just, you know, being cheap or, like...
Or some common denominator.
Yeah, being like, oh, you want to go make some rice with some some seaweed and fried Spam? That's the best.
No, it's not.
And then we're just like, fuck, we're Asian.
Damn. I gotta hang out with, like... I kind of wish I had that with, like, some other Italian person.
Yeah.
Where I could just be like, yeah. Oh, man, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Fucking spaghetti, am I right?
Yeah, like, no, that's exactly it, right?
But I don't have that.
And it's, I find it so funny.
Yeah.
So funny. Because, like, especially when I meet, I guess, like, in my day-to-day, I meet a lot of, like, sure, Asian people, but they're very... westernized.
Yeah.
And they're very, we'll say bougie.
Oh, right? Bougie. Right? That's a good word.
They're a little, that's just the type of people I come across now. But then it's always fun, like, to just sideline them and be like, okay, well, let's be real here. You're cheap as fuck too, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Yeah, you got rice in that Tupperware? And they're like, yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
Is that off-brand Tupperware? Of course. It's cheaper than regular Tupperware.
Absolutely. Yo, I got last week's new releases on my USB stick. You wanna
Y'all went to P-Mall.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's I always find that so hilarious when that kind of shit happens.
Yeah, that I think that's the fun part about sometimes hanging out with your own culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But there you go. That's off topic. Paul,
we had a question.
Yeah. Paul Ritten. Anyway, I'll give another two this week since I kind of want to carry on with the Asian food discussion with such experts.
Okay. No problem.
What would be the best gateway dishes to give to an Asian food newbie?
Newbie?
You can't just jump into intestines and chicken feet. You need to eat.
You can, though. You really can, though. No,
but that's the thing. You should just, you go for dim sum, you order them all, and chicken feet.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, you could just try it.
But just keep the lids on.
Yeah.
And then make it a game.
As you rotate the fucking table thing. Yeah. As Lady Susan or whatever.
Yeah. And then one of them's just chicken feet, and they're like oh, shit.
What's that one? I'll just try it. It's good. It's just skin. It's juicy.
My go-to is always ramen.
Ramen's a very good one. Ramen's... Because, like, even within Japanese food, like, I don't think you can go straight to sushi.
No.
Because I think for...
I think...
The sight of raw fish.
Yeah, might... that's the big hurdle.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I have a friend who does not do raw fish?
Who?
The friend.
The friend?
The friend.
She's excommunicated.
Yes. She told me that. I'm like, what
she, the isn't she? Fuck. Isn't she, like, a dedicated foodie?
Oh, sorry, not that friend.
Oh, okay.
The other one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll have to clarify later, because I thought it was the one.
No.
All right. Okay. Whatever. Whoever this person is, excommunicated.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, you can't go to straight sushi because raw fish is a hurdle that you have to jump.
Yes.
I would say raw fish might be even tougher than like a cooked intestine or whatnot.
Yeah. Like just the fact that you hear no cooking is just, what am I doing here?
It's definitely tough. Any of the noodle ones, or noodle based soups are always.
Udon, soba.
Yeah. Those are always the easiest to get into.
Yeah.
I
think for Korean food, probably bibimbap.
Yes. Where
it's like, it sounds really exotic.
But it's not.
It's just fucking rice.
Like, in a hot stone bowl.
It's rice and meat.
I think the wildest thing about that is when they crack the raw egg on it.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, it's a stone bowl. It'll cook.
It'll cook. Yeah, and when you mix it, don't worry.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. So that's the only hurdle that you have to jump over there.
I think,
just give them a bottle of sriracha. Yeah. See what they do to that.
And they're just like, too spicy, man. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
So yeah, noodles. With like Chinese food, you can always get like white people Chinese food, where it's just like, here's a chicken ball.
I definitely think sauce. I think if you want like the non, like commercialized Chinese takeout, I think it has to be dim sum. I think that's like if you want to step up your game,
For sure. Like if you want to impress someone but still like broaden their horizons, dim sum's
dim sum. And dim sum just has so much variety.
Or maybe like some bao or something.
Yeah. Actually, today I had those soup dumplings.
Yeah, bitch, I want to go.
Those are fucked. If you have a place that has soup dumplings, absolutely go do that.
Did you do the thing where you put it in the spoon and then you poke a hole in it? I hate you. I want to go.
I did it all, baby.
You found a Malaysian food place
yet? I did not. I found a Filipino place.
Ooh, is it Jollibee?
No. I mean, like, traditional. My boss would tell me, she's like, oh, I love Filipino food. I'm like, fuck off.
No, you don't.
I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, but I also love, she's like, I love it. She's like, it's great. It must be so, like, you, and you have it every day. It must be so delicious. I'm like, are you fucking with me? Like, I think it's disgusting.
Bro, it's greasy noodles and bread.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Come, let's go to this restaurant. I'm like,
whoa. No, that's just her trying to not offend you.
And then she's like, don't worry. Like, I like, she's like, I love my own culture's food too. She's like, I love Pakistani food. I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't think I've had enough to really.
You know what? Also, she's fucking lying. All right. Fucking liar over here.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, boss. Okay. Thanks.
Nice try.
You can't trick me. I'm untrickable.
Yeah, I would say that. Like, if you want to go into the three major ones, yeah, Korean bibimbap. If for Japanese, you want something with a noodle.
Yeah. And then udon or ramen.
Yeah. For Chinese, you probably want
dim sum.
Yeah, dim sum bao.
Dim sum.
That whole
section. Like, and that also extends to Vietnamese if you want pho is easy.
Well, the thing is, I think like with Vietnamese food, the most accessible portions of their cuisine is the most delicious. Right, it's the one that you're gonna go for.
Yeah, the thing about the Vietnamese one is, it's the cheapest.
Yeah, and if you want to make it seem bougie but not really, you can get like the rice paper wraps.
Oh yes,
and you can do that whole thing.
Oh yes,
yeah, and you get like the peanut butter sauce. And you do that.
So yeah, there's that. I actually think Thai food's the easiest to get into.
100%.
Because there's like it's a lot of like fruits, like
yeah, pineapple, mango.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
It's it just seems like Thai food is what happens when you think of fusion food, like Asian food,
which is why I don't agree with your reasoning for Thai food, because I don't like fusion food.
Well, that's your problem.
Fusion food's not good.
I think you should just fuck right off.
They try and do more than one thing. Ooh. And fuck them both up.
Oh, what are you talking about? Have you
fusion
not
fusion food's garbage? Well,
you don't have that mango beef. What?
That's just an abomination. What are you talking about?
Fan fucking tastic.
I just don't believe it.
Wow. You suck.
No, I mean, fusion food's garbo.
Okay, yeah. And when in doubt, just
pizza.
Japanese pizza.
Yeah.
When in doubt, just hit him with that sushi.
Hit him with the bonito flake. Oh, what's harder to get into, bonito flake or sushi?
Because
bonito flake is technically dead, but it's moving.
Yeah, but yeah. No, bonito flake is like a fun little entertainment thing.
Yeah.
I think you can eat it and you'll be fine.
Okay. Just put it on the boomerang. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Sushi's still, that's fucking raw, man. Dude.
Yeah. Yo, you want a raw octopus tentacle? Fuck yeah, let's go.
Sushi's also hard to get around the concept of why it's so expensive. It's like, there's no fucking cooking here.
No, it's the preparing that's the hard part.
Yeah, but you bring that to somebody, they're like, what the fuck?
People don't do any work here, they just cut it. Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah, so.
Let me tell you.
So yeah. Or if you just want to be extra lazy, Korean fried chicken.
That's the easiest.
That is the easiest.
Because it appeals to like American sensibilities so much.
Yeah.
If you
want to be like, yo, I'll take it to some Asian food, but also.
But also we're going to play it safe.
Yeah.
Korean fried chicken is your bag.
That's where you should go.
And you can get the ones that like don't have spice on it too. Right? You can get the fucking cheese one or the garlic one.
The cheese ones though. Oh. Oh.
You want that golden chicken?
Yeah, baby.
I want Korean fried chicken again.
Yeah, maybe we should go.
We should go. You in Sunday afternoon?
That's a great question. I have to ask somebody still.
Okay. Invite them.
No. No, you're not meeting her.
What are you talking about? No. Invite him.
No.
Do it. It's okay.
No.
Invite him.
Fuck off.
What? That's the second part of this question.
Other question. What is your favorite video game franchise and why?
That's the hardest.
Is it the story or the gameplay? Is it the character design? Is it the variety of gameplay options as the game has evolved? What makes it so good for you?
The fucking franchise?
That's tough.
That's a toughie.
That's tough. Like, I have to write the whole franchise?
Oof. Like, because you could go easy. You could be like Final Fantasy. But then you got some fucking bunk ass games in there. You got 13.
Like, I have an answer, but then I think about it, I'm like, no, I only like the back half of this franchise.
Gran Turismo.
Ooh, that's an easy answer.
That's a good answer.
That's an easy answer.
Okay. Yeah, like, in my mind, I'm going, like, Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk?
Like, the Tony Hawk franchise. Whew. The Tony Hawk franchise is just quality on top of quality up until it gets to the last two games. Mm. But we don't talk about those.
No, but they exist.
Oh, no, sorry, the last three games, because I forgot Tony Hawk 5 came out.
They do. Ooh, yeah, it did come out.
That was garbage.
Actually, I read this question earlier today, and I really tried to think about it, but I'm trying to think on balance. What is the one I like the most?
Love Live.
No, and I think like if...
The Neptunia series.
So I think this question is definitely based on overall consistency,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So with that being said, I think mine is Fire Emblem.
Ooh.
But only because I can only count the games released here.
That's a caveat.
Like, because half of that franchise, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, you can't read it.
Yeah, right? So.
And even if you could, it's dense as fuck.
Yeah, so I don't have a clue. But I've always loved the gameplay. And generally speaking, I do like the stories and I like the little side stories that evolve.
Yeah, those are, from what I've heard.
Yeah, they are. Especially these most recent ones. Oh my god.
That's what I hear. I still have Awakening in my two playlists.
Yeah, if I had to like be like, the truth is, I prefer Persona 3, 4, and 5 over all of Fire Emblem.
But Persona 1 and 2.
But Persona 1 and 2 are a no-go for me. So that's
But the Persona fighting game.
Oh, see, I haven't even finished those. I haven't finished Q's. So like,
those are side stories. I don't know if those count.
So like, when it comes to that shit, like, yeah, it's tough to really pin it down, because mm-hmm. if you were to ask me which one I'd rather be playing, it's probably the Personas.
I feel like that might, like, if those three games can like beat out a whole franchise for you, like, I feel like the badness of 1 and 2 don't really matter.
Maybe. And it's just like, it's the idea, like, I just really love reliving high school.
That's fair.
And making
signs of love.
Yeah, and making all the high school mistakes, being like, I want to hang with this girl so bad.
But then I neglected with the other girl.
Yeah, oh god. It just hurts so much.
You didn't get those social links.
Ditching my best friend to try and nail this girl.
Well, how could you? Get that max social link, huh? You feel good?
No, not really.
That's what I thought.
I picked the wrong girl.
Did you pick Yukari on your first playthrough?
No.
Because you seem like a Mitsuru man.
Oh, on my first playthrough?
Yeah.
I picked Yukari.
Oh, you're a bum.
No, I love Yukari.
What?
I love
Yukari. You're not Stone Cold Ice Princess?
I love Mitsuru, but I also love the vulnerability of Yukari.
Oh, wow. I picked the dog. No.
Whoa!
No, I tried to go straight Elizabeth first playthrough.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, but I missed a date. And I was like, fuck.
Like, you need a guide to get Elizabeth.
Yeah, I missed a date. So I was pretty...
So is yours really Tony Hawk then?
No, mine is not Tony Hawk.
Is it Cruising USA?
I've been thinking.
Is it Rush?
Rush 2049 is a really fucking good game.
Is it Time Crisis?
Oh, Time Crisis is... I didn't even think about Time Crisis. Fuck. Time Crisis is all quality.
I know.
Yo, in was it Time Crisis 6? There's two pedals.
I know.
And you can like speed through time.
Finally, right? Finally.
We fucking got there, boys. Oh, no, my phone. Time Crisis is fucking baller shit.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought about it, and after hard deliberation,
okay,
I think I have to go with Gex.
No.
No.
Okay.
It's not Gex.
Whoa, Gex. I haven't thought of Gex in years.
Just take your back.
Gex. He had the best commercials.
Oh, he had the best commercials.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, all that like fourth wall breaking and referencing stuff was all fantastic.
Yeah, it's how kids feel about Deadpool.
Yeah. Is that whole Austin? Yeah. Gex is the Deadpool of the 90s.
Ah, Deadpool's the Deadpool of the 90s.
No, but nobody gave a shit about Deadpool in the 90s.
Okay.
No, I think it probably has to be Metal Gear.
I knew it was Metal Gear.
Yeah.
I knew it was
Metal Gear. I think it has to be Metal Gear. I think I remember seeing Metal Gear 1 as a little kid and watching my cousin play through it and just being fucking blown away. Like, you rise up through that elevator and you come up onto the helipad and you're like, holy fuck. You can piss on the snow and people follow your footprints. This is crazy, right?
like, I think I would agree with you, except that last one.
What, 5?
Yeah.
That's a great game.
No, it's the only game that's good to play, but it's the one that where the story seriously didn't matter.
The story's fucking weird. It's weird because it's a stopgap. It's not necessarily a bad story.
Yeah, like, if you were to compartmentalize and be like 1 to 4... I'd probably be with you and be like, yeah, but not for the gameplay. I'd be like, just for the fucking ride that story is.
Listen, Metal Gear Solid 2 gameplay, quality. Oh my Listen, god. I need to peek out behind this corner while I'm up on a wall. It's only 5 buttons.
The memories.
It's only 5 buttons.
It makes Monster Hunter's claw mode look so easy.
I didn't pick Monster Hunter specifically for the claw.
Oh, what?
The claw on the PSP fucking sucked.
Actually, no, you're right. Monster Hunter 1 and 2 on the PlayStation 2 were not that great.
They're not good.
Yeah.
And then PSP, it got better. But then you had the fucking, like, oh, I gotta adjust how I play video games altogether.
Yeah.
Right?
I hear you.
The other one for me was Rock Band / Guitar Hero.
Mm.
To me, those are fucking fantastic. But yeah, I think overall, like, a lot of my best gaming memories are, like, in a franchise, I think, are from Metal Gear.
Mm.
Like, being the kid, seeing that shit, seeing the initial reveal at E3. And just being like, holy fuck, video games have changed forever.
Yeah.
Fucking rain, wind effects, all that crazy shit.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 3, you get the camouflage system. Mm-hmm. 4 is just buck wild computer shit.
Yep.
And then you turn out, it turns out that, was it Revolver Ocelot was just tricking himself with his psychology he used on himself.
Mm-hmm.
So you could fight on top of a tanker where it's the Mount Rushmore of snakes.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, okay.
Also, ninjas.
Yep.
Metal Gear Solid Rising.
Yep. Actually, you know what? I didn't think about it before, but, like, The Legend of Zelda is actually a pretty good choice.
The Legend of Zelda is also a very good choice. It depends on if you're okay with all those games being the same. Except for the best one, Majora's Mask.
See, that's the one I'm thinking, like, well, hold on. That is the one I don't like.
That's the best one. I don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, you don't.
But the greatness of the Breath of the Wild makes up for it.
Breath of the Wild is so fucking good.
I know.
Oh my god. I just can't get over it. I know we do it every year.
I know. What a game.
Breath of the Wild is fucking amazing.
What a game.
Like, if you were to ask me, like, Anthony, what is the best Zelda game?
Yeah.
I would say Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And in my heart of hearts, I'd be like, oh, Majora's Mask, I love you. I love you.
But
this game is so fucking good. I'm sorry.
Like, that's the situation where it's like the girl next door that you loved your whole life.
Yeah.
And you had to turn her down because someone just came by and she was so much hotter.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my god. Look at this fucking bombshell over here.
Like, you were just about to propose to the girl next door, but someone showed up and you're like, fuck.
That's that fucking cheating boyfriend meme.
Yeah.
Majora's Mask is the one I'm with, and Breath of the Wild is the one I'm looking back at.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I think I'll switch one, because Zelda's the more consistent answer, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Zelda Awakening?
Awakening? Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, I got pissed off at the end when I realized what the story was.
Yeah.
But I loved it as a kid.
Zelda 1?
No, see, Zelda 1's fine. Zelda 2's the one where I'm like,
oh, that's the one. Yeah, true. Not isometric. It's
Yeah, that's the one where I have to go sideways and be like,
I don't know what's going on here.
And then they fall dead shit up with CDI. And I was like, mm.
Oh, yeah, quest for Gamelon. The legend has it that only Link can defeat Ganon.
Oh,
legend. Awesome. I'll get my stuff. The fucking voice acting. Oh, I need to buy a CDI now.
Okay.
Or is that 3DO? Which one system was it? CDI or 3DO?
I'm pretty sure it's CDI.
Okay, I need a CDI.
Yeah. The only other answer I had is Mass Effect. But then I remember Andromeda exists.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck!
You were like an apologist for that too.
Like, I didn't even finish it.
Right? And you were like, Anthony, like, this game would be good, like, if the other ones didn't exist. I'm like, that means it's bad. Like, you know, no, it's fine. Come on.
Yeah. I'm gonna beat that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Or will the game even let you?
I don't know. Fuck. How come you didn't pick Kingdom Hearts?
Because Kingdom Hearts is fucking garbage.
Oh, no.
Kingdom Hearts is trash.
Oh, no.
And I love it. Oh, no. But Kingdom Hearts is the abusive girlfriend, man.
Oh, that's the best analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like the best abusive
Every girlfriend. Time she does some buck wild,
oh my God, stupid shit,
and she's like, oh man, I was on the PS2, it's super convenient to play, but now I'm fucking cheating on you. And I'm going on the Game Boy Color for a card game.
Oh yeah.
Or Game Boy Advance for a card game. But then also, fuck you, I'm on the 3DS for 10 years. Oh, I came back because that didn't work out. I'm back, baby. No, it's okay. But then she brings back all her fucking baggage from the portable games.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Into the PS4 game.
Yeah, but she just looks so good.
She looks so fucking good, right?
And she's treating me so right.
And she's treating me so right. Like, everyone's back. Like, the whole crew is there.
Oh,
God. I'm feeling it. And then, like, as a last fuck you, you're, like, about to propose down the aisle. She's like, I need to think about it until the DLC comes out.
No!
Right? Like, she's just an abusive girlfriend.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a hot take.
Fuck Kingdom Hearts. But also, I love you, baby. Don't leave.
All right, Paul. I hope we answered your question.
Yeah, Metal Gear, baby. That's the one.
All right. There we go.
Even those PSP games were good.
Yeah, the
portable ops stuff. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I was more of an Acid player myself.
Acid is also fucking quality. I think on my plane ride to Japan, that's what I'm going to try and beat.
Acid?
I'm going to try and beat Acid and Acid 2. Because I figure they're portable games. They can't be that long.
You'd be surprised.
Ah, shit. Where's my phone? Look up how long to beat.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Picks of the week.
Oh, shit. I need my phone for that one.
I'll start things off. Apple announced a new product yet again.
All right. Let me guess.
And you can buy it.
Is it a laptop?
Oh, it is.
Oh, you know how I knew that? Because I saw it.
There's a new MacBook, and they've gone with the controversial size of 16 inches.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's because it's, I don't know. I don't have an answer.
I think it's because it's trying to fit 64 gigs of fucking RAM in it with 8 terabytes of memory.
Oh yeah.
And a dedicated graphics card.
Yes. Yes.
And they need that fucking real estate.
Yes.
Also, they added the escape key. So obviously they need an extra fucking 3 inches on it.
To be fair, I think it's still smaller than, well, no, because there's no bezel, or the bezel's very thin.
Yes.
So, like, it's still smaller than a traditional 15-inch.
Yep.
I think it's also 16:9.
I would hope so. Like standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So widescreen.
It's actually
format.
Yeah. So even though 16 does sound bigger, it's actually not that much larger.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, starts at 3K.
That's fucking crazy.
And goes above 6,000.
Because for the amount of specs you get at 3K. Does not seem worth it.
Well, yeah, but that's always been Apple's motto.
Yeah.
Right?
Go big or go home.
Like, you're never... When you buy an Apple product, you have, in your mind, accepted that you are getting a ripoff.
Yeah. So I looked at the specs for this, and it seems like the only way that you get, like, value for your money is where you get into the realm of, like, nobody else offers this. Right? Like, if you're going to go anything lower than, like, $5,000, just buy a PC.
Yeah.
Like, buy an actual desktop, because you can get a fucking beast desktop for $5,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, enjoy that, I guess, Apple fans.
I want to know what the fucking lineup at the door is.
For MacBooks, there's never a lineup.
Never? Ever? Okay.
Never. Right. It's the phone, really.
The phone and the AirPods?
Yeah.
What's the new iPod?
Excuse me?
The iPod?
I've never heard.
Now, when are they going to bring back the iPod video?
Mm.
Had like a scroll wheel. You could watch videos on it.
I have never heard of this.
No, I'll show you. I got one upstairs. I'll show you.
Is this a new product?
It's an older, it's a retro product.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's before Apple was big. It was when they were just starting out, you know? Oh. Small little Apple.
Oh, God.
Making those tiny colored Macintosh PCs.
Okay. No lineups for that. There's lineups for the watch. There's lineups for the phone. Lineups for the
pods. Lightning cables.
Yeah, lightning cables. Fuck. Fuck, man. The good news about this new MacBook is it comes with 4 Thunderbolt ports or USB-C ports.
You would hope so. You're paying $6,000. I want it all.
I'm just sad that there's nothing else. I don't know if
there's no like flashcard port. There's no regular USB-A.
No.
What's the power on it? Just like proprietary magnetic, like normal?
Nope. It's just USB-C.
It's just USB-C.
So you pick one of the ports, you plug it in.
Is there at least like a speed charge port?
I think they're all four.
All four of them are direct power?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You just pick the one you want. What's whatever the most convenient.
That's weird.
So you can't get it wrong. It's user friendly.
Well, USB-C, that's the best feature. Yeah. It's not the fact that it can like also take network, but yeah. It's the fact that I can't plug it in wrong.
Yeah. You know, I have USB-C at work for my work laptop, and I gotta say, I really do enjoy its convenience, how it just is everything. Yo,
click, 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 click.
Yeah, like you just put it in, and you're like, oh, it powers my monitors. Oh, it feeds me power.
Oh, it transfers data.
Oh my god, this thing's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It carries internet sometimes.
Yeah, and then it's like, why isn't this not just the gold standard yet? Like, why are we still dicking around with USB-A on everything?
But because so many products have USB-A.
Yeah, I know.
So many.
I know. But I wish, like, people would just, like, universally just cut it and go.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in, like, 5 more years.
Who am I kidding? My car has USB-A. I have to live with that for the rest of my life.
Get fucked, nerd.
Yeah, I know.
Buy an adapter.
Shit. Okay, there's that. And then my other pick was, hey, remember that Sonic movie where people didn't like Sonic?
I like Sonic.
They didn't like the design of Sonic?
I liked it. It was fine.
Well, they went back to the studio. Redrew him.
Yo, as someone who thought the last Sonic was fine, this one looks much better.
Yeah. He looks way better.
I did not think that it was bad, the original Sonic.
Yeah.
But then this new Sonic, I was just like, well, I guess it was dog shit. Because this new Sonic looks fucking awesome.
Yes. He looks like the Sonic I wanted to be best friends with as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some chump-ass adult is now friends with Sonic. And you're like, fuck this nerd.
Yeah, but this new trailer shows much more Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is 100% Jim Carrey, and I love it.
Yes, it is.
He is on.
It's wonderful.
It is classic 90s, early 2000s Jim Carrey that I miss.
Yeah.
Right? Super emotive.
Yeah.
Really just like in your face. Like he is so perfect for that role.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
It's great. So yeah, it looks like fun. I can't wait to see the movie.
That whole scene with the latte.
Oh, yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
he's just so good. Yeah. Of course I want a latte. I love the way you make it. All right? Like, that whole delivery, that whole everything. His fucking face, his actions before him. I love the way you make it. It's so good. He's so good. He's going to steal the show. He's going to steal that movie for sure.
He's going to win an Oscar.
I don't know about that, but
he's going to win an Oscar.
Is that all you had?
That's all I got.
I'm going to go through a bevy of quick ones.
A bevy, he says.
A bevy.
A deluge.
A deluge of quick picks.
Yeah, okay.
Shovel Knight is getting its final DLC in the form of the King something something?
Yeah.
Their Brawl one. Why do I have a nobody gave me a message. Shut up. It's coming out December 10th, and this will mark, I think, was it 6 or 5 years of free DLC?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Shovel Knight, which is fucking crazy. I'm sure they've made a lot of money for the size of their team, but it's crazy that they kept true on their promise and they haven't really charged for anything. Remember SingStar?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I do.
Well, SingStar is going to be no more because Sony's shutting down servers next year.
Want to know a fun story about SingStar?
What?
SingStar is how I got my white PS2.
Oh, really?
It's the SingStar 2-pack.
Ooh.
I remember I gave the mics and the game to my sister because I just wanted the white PS2.
You just wanted the white PS2?
Yeah.
Good for you. But man, like, I remember SingStar was the hot shit. I remember specifically going to a party at my cousin's.
Mm-hmm.
He had newly gotten married, bought a house, was chilling. And when I showed up to the party, everyone was gathered around the living room playing SingStar. Meanwhile, I was in high school. So I was like 16 hanging out with like...
Yeah.
Mid-20s, early 30s. So I was like, cool, I'm part of the older kids club. And when I get there, my English teacher's in that room singing SingStar.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Right? And so I was just like, oh, why are you here? She's like, why are you here? I'm like, I'm his cousin. And she's like, what the fuck? And then my English teacher kicked me out of my cousin's party.
What?
Yeah, man. So I was there, obviously underage drinking, right? And then my cousin pulls me aside and he's like, Anthony, I'm really sorry to do this to you. I'm really sorry to do you like this. And I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, he's like, A, I got to take the beer from you. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, come on. And then second, B, I need you to leave. And I'm like, what? Why? And she's like, oh, because your English teacher says it's extremely uncomfortable and she just doesn't want you here.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, you fucking picked.
Trying to smash over
yeah, there. Yeah, you picked mediocre pussy over family.
Oof. Get wrecked.
I got demolished.
Oh. I'd be with them too. I'd take mediocre pussy over.
Yeah, but also he was married, so I don't know why he was.
Maybe had whatever, man. Like a three-way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, Sing Star finally coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. AK53.
So you can't karaoke anymore. Unless you want to download that Japanese Switch app.
Oh, no, thank you.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Some more. There is a interview on gamesindustry.biz with Special Reserve Games. They're a website that does limited run physical copies of digital games, just like the website limitedrun.com. But they had an interview with the founder, and they kind of give you insight on what it's like running one of these kind of sites, what sells, what doesn't, the reason why they don't really do PC games anymore, stuff like that. I think, their first game was Shadowrun or Shadow Warrior or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Devolver Digital games. And they did 1,000 copies for the PC when it first came out. And they're still sitting on like 500 copies because nobody buys that shit for PC. Everyone who wants the physical stuff is moved onto console and stuff like that. But it's a really cool like gamer insight into kind of like the collector scene and the business side of the collector scene, the people who are making these games. After that, Netflix has renewed The Witcher for season 2.
Already?
Yeah. Season 1's not out yet.
I was going to say, like, did I miss it?
No,
like...
no. Season 1's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
But Netflix has renewed The Witcher for season 2.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Just a heads up there.
Thanks.
I guess. I don't know yet. There is a website I really like. They're called Bitmap Books.
Yes.
This is also some video game history stuff. They have just released a book called Metal Slug, The Ultimate History.
The Ultimate History.
It is a fuck. I think it's around. Yeah, it is a 452 page tome about the history of Metal Slug. It is with interviews with developers, full color pictures. It is a fucking encyclopedia of history.
Okay.
And it's just super cool. I just want to kind of put out what's it called? Like just awareness for that product because it's just super fucking cool.
Fair enough.
The book sells for 30 British pounds.
British pounds,
you and, say? If you live in the UK, it's free shipping.
Okay.
It's just really cool. Check it out.
Okay.
The last quick pick is Shenmue 3 launch trailer was released.
Okay.
Shenmue 3. My copy finally shipped. So it should be here for the 19th release date, if not earlier.
Good luck.
I don't know when I'll have time to play it, but it's been 3 years in the making.
I can't believe you're actually going to get this.
I can't believe it's like Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm not going to believe it until I have it in my hands.
Yeah.
Right?
And we'll see how that happens.
We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, this game looks like gutter trash. Mm. So the voice acting spot on perfect, and by spot on perfect I mean Dreamcast level.
Yeah.
They never ever show gameplay. It's only cinematic, so it doesn't really have me feeling good about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's a video game that exists.
Yeah.
For realsies.
Yeah.
Damn you, Lundy. Killed my father for a mirror. How could you? And then the last one is another interview type thing. Noclip. Founded by Danny O'Dwyer, ex-GameSpot.
Oh, he's Danny O'Dwyer.
Yeah, okay. Danny O'Dwyer. He he does like interviews on his NoClip YouTube channel with like game developers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But he had a really interesting one recently. I think maybe a couple days ago or even today. With the ESRB. He got to interview people who work for the ESRB. He goes into a deep dive of like mm-hmm. how they rate games, what their rating systems is, mm-hmm. how they saved video games from being government regulated, and stuff like that. It's a super, super interesting and crucial piece of video game history. Mm. And it was just, for someone like me, it was just insanely interesting. Yeah, he's probably doing some of the top quality interview video game stuff right there.
Good to hear.
But yeah, that's an amazing interview. So check that out.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And those are my pick. A lot of them are, it's just interviews and cool shit. Okay. I saw.
I got two more things.
All right.
Overwatch has an event, Mercy, the skin.
Mm-hmm.
You get Dr. Ziggler as your legendary if you play. 9 wins, pretty Dr. simple.
Dr. Ziggler.
She looks like a doc.
She looks hot. She looks like the Pornhub version of a doctor.
Mm.
Right? She's got the up pony, mm-hmm. platinum blonde hair, overcoat that's pristine, so it's never been used. And then also those dark rim glasses.
Yeah. There's only one thing I don't like about her costume.
What?
They kept the wings.
Because she's an angel.
Yeah, but why are they the robotic future tech wings? Her whole suit is so basic.
True. Like, but how would she fly in the game?
Like, I wish they just did something simple, like if they were just spiritual wings.
Oh, like metaphorical wings?
Yeah, or if they were like big puffy feathers. I don't know.
That's full on Victoria's Secret Pornhub.
And that's exactly what I want, Anthony.
But they already gave you that with the pink one.
Oh, yeah, the breast cancer.
The breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness.
With the fucking pigtails.
That's my Mercy.
That's the true fan's skin, all right?
I paid $20 for that skin.
And I'm sure you got $20 worth of beaten off.
Listen, it transfers to Overwatch, too.
It's true. Yeah, everything does because they're the same fucking character models.
Yeah, so there's that. My second thing is actually, I forgot about this, but like one of my most favorite anime that always takes people aback because there's no robots.
Yes.
It's called My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu.
Oh, that's a fucking fantastic show. That's a great show.
There's two seasons out.
Those are both quality seasons.
And the end of the second season kind of leaves things up in the air.
In the best way.
Yes.
Right? Because the ending is just like, that's life.
And yeah,
like,
bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And it's one of my favorite endings because you're just like, oh, fuck. Like, there's no resolution. It's like...
That's life.
Like, some stories don't have endings.
Yeah. It's just there.
Yeah. So, they've confirmed season 3 is coming back. It's spring 2020. I don't know where it's going to be taking place because I think... That was their last year in high school, so that might be like a freshman.
They meet together in college?
Yeah, something like
that. We all went to the same college.
Or maybe it's not that they're in the same college.
They all get held back a year.
And or maybe they're at different ones, and they have to deal with new emotions while trying to
hold Cling on to old ones.
Cling on to the past, like real life. So I'm getting ready to cry. I have to get ready now. So
that's a good show.
Yeah, I think I'm going to rewatch it in the lead up. So
okay.
Yeah, so there you go. That's my other pick.
That's a good pick.
Yep. Again, My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu. Worst title, and like if you look at the art for the poster, it's totally
misleading. It's generic as fuck.
Yeah, it looks totally misleading, but it's seriously one of the best if you want like a real take on
high school romance.
And growing up.
Yeah.
It's definitely perfect.
Ugh.
It's perfect.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's that for our picks.
Yeah.
Let's move into our weeks.
I'll go.
Okay.
So for my week, I played the Neo 2 beta.
Oh, yeah. Public one.
I got in just before it closed because I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
It's a whole new level from the closed.
Yep.
There's new missions. There's new weapons. You get to go through all the skill trees again. Mm-hmm. I managed to beat the first level before it closed, but I didn't manage to beat the second one.
Okay.
And, man, the new boss. Imagine if, like, Nargacuga could create shadow copies of itself. Mm-hmm. Like fucking Naruto.
Oh. That sounds dangerous.
Right? And also he was, like, as fast as a ninja.
So how do you beat him?
Sheer luck and determination. I learned about a new mechanic. It's a fucking parry, where if you hold, I think it's L1 and press circle.
Yes.
You turn quickly into your demon form and shoot back and attack. And the timing on it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I learned to spam that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
And it made the enemy flinch a lot, which let me get some more hits in and stuff like that.
Hot.
But that game is fucking fun still.
That's a January, February release?
I think so, yeah. Early in the new year, I think it's Q1.
Okay.
But yeah, it's still good. Okay. I'm having fun times. I had to face a giant ape monk.
I thought it was an enemy crab.
There was not enemy crabs. Oh, actually, I should show you. So if anyone here has a Japanese PlayStation account, go download the Yakuza 7 demo because it's out. There's a fucking special move in the Yakuza 7 demo where you call up a cell phone and you do a bunch of swipes and you call somebody and then you point your phone up to the gods and lightning strikes it and you summon an army of lobsters to attack your enemies.
What the fuck? What is this game?
I gotta show you that shit.
Oh god. Oh god. It's almost too perfect.
It's really. It's fucking awesome.
Oh god.
So yeah, no, you summon, what did I say? You summon stuff. I don't know. But yeah, it's fucking good. It's still really good. I'm still playing League. I got bumped back into Gold 2 again. Yeah. So I went on another losing streak, and I went on another winning streak. And then I made a friend in League. I made a friend in League. I played with an ADC because I was playing support.
Yeah.
And we did really well. And he's like, oh, good game. It's nice playing with you, blah, blah, blah. And then the immediate next game, I faced against him, and he's like, because I was playing Alistar. He's like, Alistar, come back. I liked you as my support, whatever. Yeah. And then I fucking stomped his ass, right? Playing Alistar.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, bro, add me. Because he was good. He was good. And then we went on, like, some wild-ass shit.
That's good.
It was cool. So now I have, like, a duo partner.
Nice.
Whenever I want to play League. It's pretty good. And it actually, like, playing with someone who you enjoy playing with totally nullifies any sort of tilt you feel from randoms, right?
Makes sense.
It's cool. I'm like, oh, now I know how people fucking climb because they duo all day and they just have someone to help them not tilt. So yeah, there was that. I played against a lot of Senna, the new champion.
Oh, the gun girl.
The gun girl. Lucian's wife in the lore. She's crazy.
Yeah.
She is a support, but also an AD carry. So she plays like an AD carry, but she's a support. So I think the craziest thing about her is that she has above average attack range. So she has about 675 attack range in terms of auto attacks.
Yeah.
Whereas I think normal champs have either like 550 to 600.
So she's just outside the window.
She's just outside that window. So you can stay in the back line and auto and be and harass.
She's back row.
Your Q can, you can target anything with it. So you can target wards, minions, towers, whatever. If it hits an enemy, it does damage. If it hits your teammate, it heals them. But because it's a set length beam, you can kind of like position yourself so you heal your teammate and damage the enemy and do stuff like that, which is really cool. She has a thing where she shoots out ghouls, and if it hits somebody, it's roots them, which is different than stunning. So if you root someone, they're stuck in place, but you can still auto attack and use skills or whatever. But you just can't use movement skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has like this really fucked up stealth where she surrounds herself in fog.
Yeah.
And if the enemies go into the fog, they're also stealth. But if they leave the fog, they become an unclickable ghoul until they attack. So you can, I've seen people set up like really shady shit where I'll think that under their tower, it's just the two of them and she fogs and then walks in. And then when the fog dissipates, it's like four people. And I'm like, fuck, yeah. I'm dead. So you can do some really shady shit. But I think the coolest one is her ultimate where she gets a fucking rail gun. Mm. And so her gun transforms into a rail gun. It becomes the width of a lane. And if any enemies are within the center of the blast, they take damage. If your allies are anywhere in the blast, they get a shield. But the kicker is that it's fucking global. So anywhere, like if you're in bot lane and someone is dying top lane, you shoot that shit from bot lane. And it just boom, like super fast. You can steal a kill. You can get an assist from halfway across the map. It's fucking nuts. That's probably not the most broken thing. I think her most broken thing is her passive. So whenever she gets her her passive is whenever a certain monster enemy dies, champions die, a ghoul will pop out and you can collect ghouls throughout the match. When you collect ghouls, you get bonus AD and you get crit. So I was watching a game where someone had like 70 souls by near mid game and they had a free 40% crit chance. And you didn't have to buy crit items. It's crazy. So you can like really streamline her build to make her do a shit ton of damage regardless of how much armor the enemy team has. Because you can just build lethality, which is armor penetration. And it doesn't matter. It's kind of nutty. Luckily, no one really knows how to play her at the ELO I'm at. So when I play jungle, I just fucking walk in there and I'm like, you suck. Boom! but I've seen a couple people play her really well and it's fucking wild. I expect a maybe a nerf in some areas, but there are some weaknesses that I think could be improved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. But the big thing I did this week is I played Death Stranding.
Yes, you did.
I played Mailman Simulator 2017.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Sounds like it's art.
So far, in the I want to say like 5 to 6 hours I've played. Mm. I have watched a fuck ton of cutscenes.
Yeah, that's okay. Classic Kojima.
I've walked to a power plant. Okay. I've walked back to a base. Mm. I walked to another base. Mm. And then I caused a mini explosion. This game's fucking weird.
I heard.
It's really weird. Everything I keep seeing online and other people who played it, they're like, Anthony, just wait till you get to like chapter 3. I'm like halfway through chapter 2. Yeah. And they're like, yo, chapter 3 shit picks up. And I'm like, okay, I'll give it. But like right now, I'm kind of bored. Uh-huh. I'm kind of bored. Uh-huh. So what the story of this game is that you're Norman Reedus. You are a bridge. Mm. Basically, you're a delivery man. And your whole goal in the game is to connect America.
But America's a lie.
I haven't got there yet. Oh. So you are part of the United Cities of America. Yeah, not the states, the United Cities of America. And basically, because of unforeseen environmental hazards and ghosts...
Yes.
Everyone has been relegated to underground living, kind of like Fallout.
Okay.
But there are a few people who are basically mailmen. They have a name for them, but I forgot.
That cool, eh?
Yeah, they're not. It's whatever. Is it like couriers? I think they literally just call them couriers.
Okay.
I forget. But they're like, they're the daredevils of the earth now because they're willing to go up into the real world.
Yeah.
Right? And deal with whatever. So here are the things that plague the world today. So ghosts. Okay.
Yeah.
Ghosts will steal you. They will kill you. And then they will eat you. So if you get caught by a ghost, you get like, it's like, what's the thing? Chiron energy, Triton energy, Chiron energy. It's some weird name. But if you get full of this weird ghost energy, it'll summon a greater ghost. And it'll kind of have this platforming minigame where you got to run away from the greater ghost without being eaten. If you get eaten by one of these ghosts, it causes a void out.
Yeah.
And the void out is just a fucking explosion. And because you're special, you're... So like a reinterpreter, it's not a reanimator. It's a re-something. But basically, when you die, your soul can find your body and you can just resurrect yourself. Like, that's canon.
Whoa.
So you can't really die. But
no one ever really dies.
No one ever really dies. But the thing here is that, like, say you cause a void out where there's a lot of stuff. All that stuff is gone. It just becomes a crater.
Okay.
The other hazard, rain.
Rain?
Rain. Remember rain?
Yeah, the wet stuff.
The wet stuff that falls from the sky?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I told you that it was time rain?
What?
Yeah. So they call it time fall. Okay. Where sometimes an inverted rainbow will appear in the sky while you're delivering. And you have this, like, special suit. Like, you have this special raincoat.
Yeah.
That stops you from the aging. Even though what the rain does is that everything it touches, it speeds up its rate of time.
Fuck.
So if you're walking with a shit ton of cargo and it rains, your cargo is constantly taking damage because the containers are rusting. Because it's aging.
Well then.
Because time rain.
Time rain.
Time rain. I never thought I would say those words in my life.
Time rain.
Time rain.
Okay.
Okay. And then on top of that, you have just the fucking Mongols. Like,
oh, just whoever's out there?
Yeah, just whoever's out there. There are a bunch of fucking barbarians out there who use electric spears to try and steal your shit. So while you're doing all that, I also forgot to mention ghosts are invisible.
Well, no shit.
Yeah. Until you stand still.
Okay.
So you have dooms, a special power, and with your dooms, you can sense BTs. BTs are the ghosts. And along with your BB, which is the baby, you can use the baby and that little, like, sensor thing on your shoulder, the one that, like, claps and spins or whatever, and it'll give you an idea of how close the ghosts are to you. So the closer ghosts are, the easier they can hear you. So you might have to crouch or hold your breath while walking. The stealth parts are fucking boring. And it's a lot different than Metal Gear, because the stealth parts in Metal Gear, you're in an environment that has been specifically designed for stealth, right? It's like we're putting up certain walls here, corners here to make it interesting, right? Ledges that you can hop down from, all that stuff. This is like if you took a Fallout world and then we're just like, yo, man, it's a stealth game, right? It's open world. There's just rocks and field. But also, all the enemies are invisible. You can only see them when you're standing still. And so sometimes, and you don't know if they're moving in relative to you. So sometimes you'll be walking. It's like, okay, that ghost's like fucking hella down there. I'm good. And you start walking, and then your sensor just go. And then when you stand still, you see that it's like walking right in your path. And you're like, how the fuck would I ever know that? Right? So on my first delivery mission, I caused a void out. Because, like, what am I going to do? Like, the whole mechanic makes getting around these ghosts super long. And that's the boring part. Where if it was just like, okay, I got to stop here, check these ghosts, and it's tense, like, I would get that. But the way they've made it and the whole penalty for causing a void out is so severe, because it also fucks up any sort of cargo you had. Is so severe that it just becomes annoying. I'm sure there's tools later in the game that'll help you go faster. You can drink Monster Energy drink, branded TM. Branded Monster Energy drink to have more stamina.
Okay.
You can watch Norman Reedus take a shower.
Okay.
But yeah, so far it's a guy who read, like, Philosophy 101 and was like, look, man, it's like, see, it's their cell phones, but in my game, they're handcuffs because they chain you to them, right, bro? Right? It's like a little, everything's a little too on the nose. And again, this is the beginning of the game. I'm sure, like, from reviews I've seen, I'm sure it'll get cooler, more profound later on. But right now, everything is just like college freshman took psychology 101 or philosophy 101. And it's just like, look, man, they connect us to everybody, their phones, but also their handcuffs. So they chain you because you can't escape them, man.
Yep.
Oh, look, we're all underground. We can communicate with everybody instantly, but we've never been farther apart, bro.
Oh, man.
Get it?
I like the sound. Sounds good.
It's like he smoked weed for the first time. It's just like having all these epiphanies.
Why not?
Yeah, so right now, unfortunately, not so great.
Okay.
But I want to give it its fair shake because at least the trappings that they've sprinkled throughout the story so far seem very interesting. You have the last president of the United States. Her whole ideal was to connect America again, and now you're working for her daughter and shit like that.
Fair.
It's like Norman, meet me at. It's not Norman. I forget his name. It's like Norman, meet me at the coast. Meet me in Cali.
Yeah.
Right. Walk across America. Connect America.
Meet me there. Yeah.
Connect America. So. I'm sure it'll get more interesting once I get further along in the game. But yeah, like right now, like getting through Ghost Town and all these void out shits, like it's just annoying.
Okay.
There's some weird social media stuff you can do. Like if I put down a ladder, right, to go over a river or to go up a mountain or something, people within my play session, they might see that ladder that if I leave it, right, and I don't recollect it. So if I leave it there, it can help other players.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, going down a mountain, I put down this stake and a rope, and I climbed down the mountain, but I left it there. But my thing collected a whole fuck ton of likes from other people because it helped them get to the next area too.
Mm.
Right? So there's a lot of stuff like that. Like sometimes you'll come across like a roaring river, and you're like, how the fuck am I going to cross this? And then it's like, oh, someone in their playthrough put a ladder down over here so I can go over there, use it, but also like it.
Mm.
Right? And I can just mash on the D-pad to like it.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know what the likes do, really. It's probably just a more metaphor for connection and stuff like that.
Sure.
But it doesn't grip me. Right? It's not gripping me like Metal Gears all do.
Okay.
So it's a little unfortunate.
I mean, we saw the trailers.
We saw the trailers. America's a lie.
Uh-huh.
Wales.
We knew what was going to happen. All those cutscenes would be exciting. The game.
But I was not expecting Time Rain.
Oh, yeah. Like, all the concepts sound great. It's just playing the game does not.
Yeah, so far, like, this has the most intricate walking I've ever experienced in a video game.
Okay.
So, like, if you're carrying too much cargo, it'll fuck with your it'll fuck with your balance. So you have to, like, shift your weight while you're walking.
So all the gameplay that people have shared is just everyone fucking falling.
Yeah, failing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going down a hill that's, like, more than a 45,
yeah,
right, you're just sliding. And, like, if you have a lot of shit on your back, you have a lot of momentum and you're just going.
Yeah.
They have this thing where it kind of shows, like, how much work they put into the game. So your little shoulder thing, you can send out a sonar, pretty much. And it'll reveal everything within a certain distance in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also has all these dots. So everything that is a yellow dot is a climbable terrain. But everything that is a red X is, like, unscalable. Okay. Or you have to, like, climb it or jump it or something.
Okay.
So every, like, maybe one in-game step, like, these people have made this map to, like, a certain way, right? I'm sure, like, a lot of it's generated in, like, oh, if it's a flat plane, it's just going to be all dots.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you can see, like, code almost. Like, it's like, oh, these mount, like, over here it's a bunch of X's because it's a bunch of rough patches, right?
Yeah.
But over here it's a bunch of circles because it's smooth. And it's like, wow, they really fucking mapped the whole map with shit for your character to react to if I were to walk on this and then I do like a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just because it's weird because I think the reason I'm not enjoying the game right so far, like I said, is that most of the game, the stakes are so low, right? And the interaction is so low where you're just walking, really.
Yeah.
And then when you get to these ghost situation, all of a sudden it becomes all or nothing, do or die.
Yeah.
Right? Just there's no in between. Like the stakes are either nothing or 100.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
There you go.
But
sounds wild.
It sounds, yeah, it's I don't fucking know how to, again, it's the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far, not enjoying it.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Oh, well.
But I'm so glad that I'm experiencing what the fuck this is.
Okay.
Time Rain.
All right.
If there's anything to take away from this discussion.
It's Time Rain?
It's Time Rain.
It's Time Rain. Okay.
But that's been my week.
Cool. I'll follow up with the video games. I'm still playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I'm pretty sure I'm in the final stretch now.
Mm-hmm.
Game continues to be buck wild.
Hey, yo, can I borrow that after you're done?
No.
Why?
Because it's digital.
I hate you. Buy physical video games.
It's that game is wild. They introduced, you know how Call of Duty is more like, yo, point and shoot?
Yes.
So for the snipers in the same, you have wind takes place.
Oh, so it's like that one in Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it's definitely the wind is a big deal. So
let me tell you about Sniper Elite.
They have one suit that's all, or not one suit, but one mission that's like kind of open where you go all stealth.
Cool.
And when they cut the power and they're like, we're cutting the power, it is black.
Cool.
And then, and you put the goggles on and goes, boom. And it's great. It's fucking great. It's nice. So great. And then when you go across a light, you get blinded if you have the goggles on.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so, like, it's just so many dumb little details. You're like, oh, this is so good.
That's what video games are, man.
This now is it's so little details. Good. Yeah, no, it's good stuff. I hope to finish it this week.
You know what else had that?
What?
Metal Gear.
Yeah, it did.
20 years behind the times.
But it's not quite as enthralling as
Call of Duty. It's not quite as
yes. If Metal Gear had that, I think it would have changed the course of human history.
Okay.
I did that. Then I continued watching Terrace House.
Oh, you're still watching that?
Yeah, because I think I have like 2 episodes left now.
Okay.
I think last week I talked about Best Girl, Haruka.
Yes.
Super hot actress.
But also
drag races,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Only hangs out with older dudes.
Yes,
she's perfect.
You gotta move to Japan now.
She's perfect. Even the way that she, when she likes a guy, I'm like, oh my god, she's perfect. Because then she becomes super uncomfortable.
Oh, like she's a little nervous.
Yes, like you're like, dude, watch this strong, powerful woman
just crumble.
Yes, and then you're like, oh my god, she's. At first, I thought she was going to be such a shit.
Are you saying that you want your women weak? You sexist? You fucking chauvinistic pig?
Only when they're with me.
See, that's the beauty, right?
Yeah. But I thought she'd be an absolute shit disturber, but she's not.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's, in fact, her shit got disturbed by someone else.
Oh, how dare they?
And I was like, why are you hurting her?
Why
are you hurting her?
Wow. You have Best Girl.
Yeah. That's amazing. Like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, she's the best. Follow her on Instagram.
Sorry, what's her account? You need some competition.
Oh, do I? anyways, that's Terrace House. I'll finish that in like a day. But I watched The Mandalorian.
Yes. You mentioned that.
Disney Plus streaming. This is the big show that the whole service is riding on, The Mandalorian. Man, that Disney money. Let me tell you about that Disney money.
What about it?
I have not seen a show with so much production value. it's crazy because like it's clearly a show they can only do in modern times now because it just looks like what you see in the movies.
Okay.
Like there's no disconnect. This is, oh shit. This is Star Wars. Like, this is
just Star Wars.
This is just Star Wars.
Okay.
It's an okay episode.
It's an okay episode.
It's okay.
All the fucking headlines I've been seeing is like, The Mandalorian changes Star Wars for decades to come and so blah, 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 blah.
It's kind of by the book. It's kind of like, whatever. It's kind of, you know what? It takes a lot of inspiration from like classic Japanese fiction.
Just like Star Wars.
Yeah. Like, so like, when you see the ending to the first episode, like, there's a pretty big thing that happens at the end of the episode, but it's like...
Does he commit Sudoku?
No. No. But, like, it's just the way that the whole reveal happens and just the way, like, the circumstances leading up to, you're like, this is absolutely by the book.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing about this episode that... Like, from a storytelling perspective, there's nothing particularly standout-ish about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the acting's pretty good, but it's not, like, amazing. They try and present they try and build up this world to have you ask questions, but it's also kind of just, like, incoherent, because you're like, eh, I don't really care about or I'm attached to anything enough yet to where, like, any of the shit matters.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of just okay. And, like, the one thing this show really stands out is, like, the Mandalorian's supposed to be, or he's a bit of a darker take on, like, a traditional Star Wars story, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a bounty hunter. He's out there doing shit. Mm-hmm. Getting shit done. Like, the opening scene is him just killing people.
Yeah.
But Star Wars, and I always forget this, is goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's so goofy.
You have a 9-foot furry co-pilot.
Yes. And so when you have when the whole setting is absolutely goofy and you have this one guy trying to be super dark and serious, yeah, there is a definite disconnect. And the show hasn't found its footing yet in that sense.
Makes sense.
And it's just like, I can't take half the shit he's saying or doing seriously. Because it's all just like,
do you understand what you're doing? The stakes are so high.
Yeah.
But also...
Bang, bang. Yeah. And it's like, okay. And you know how, like, in the original Star Wars, they used a lot of puppets to do the...
Yeah.
The...
Practical effects.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff
so
like
they,
that.
They carry that here, but, like, you see it.
Oh, you see the puppetry now.
Let me just say that one of the puppetries, it's a, like a little demon goblin.
Yeah.
And they're using it because they're cooking him. Like, they're roasting him on a spit. But all it looks like is, why are you burning that puppet?
Why are you roasting a Muppet?
Yeah. Okay. And it just took me out of everything. I was just like, okay.
Interesting.
Like, I'm going to continue with it because I feel like I need to see this through. But it's not a bad show. It's just...
underwhelming?
Like, it's like, it's a thing.
I'm not mad at you, Star Wars. I'm just disappointed.
I'm not even disappointed. I'm just like, you exist.
Oh, wow. That's even worse.
Yeah.
That's just like a solid 5. It's like, just like, this exists here in this realm.
Yeah. And this is like, okay, maybe it's better than that. It's kind of just like, you are very beautiful. You lack substance. But if I get to know you a little better, you might have potential to be my partner.
I like how today we're just constantly bringing up like relationship yeah. analogies.
Let me just say this. I'm way more excited for The Witcher than I am The Mandalorian.
Oh, he's so hot.
In that bath.
Damn.
I know.
I wish I was in the water.
Fuck. We see what that happens to that. People get sick when they drink that water.
True facts, they do.
Right?
They
that do. Girl. That girl proved it.
A lot of guys proved it recently.
That's what I meant. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Okay. I think that was my week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I think that's a show.
Yeah, that's a show. That's it. So, thank you for all the questions. That was awesome to have 3 questions at the top of the show.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good times.
I'm disappointed that Vince is still wrong about Thai food, but it's okay.
I'm not wrong. This is going to be another Mario 3 versus Mario World discussion.
Mario
3. We always know how that ends. Every Mario time we go to our, we get a third party in.
Mario 3 is the better Mario.
Everyone always picks World.
It's just, I hang out with uncultured swine. All right? Listen, all I know is that I was talking to my Japanese teacher, and she's like, you know what? I think Mario 3 is better.
She did not say that.
She said that.
No, she did not.
She did.
Get it? If you can record that.
Super Mario 3 is her favorite Mario.
Yeah, well, she's... You
know, I'll text her.
You tell that basic biatch to go, like, just go back in her corner. Okay?
How dare you? How dare you? Okay?
Okay.
I pay this lady to help me learn the Nihongo, okay?
Mario World for life.
No.